Greetings again, sheep of the Lenten flock. It's Friday in the first full week of Lent, day 9 of your Lenten journey. Today we return to the devotional written by Joyce Rupp called Jesus, Friend of My Soul, for our devotion today. It's called One Who Reconciles. First, we look at a scripture verse from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 24. Jesus says, "First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift." When it comes to rifts in human relationships, life was not all that different in the time of Jesus than it is in ours. People who came to him with their troubles most assuredly talked about the burden of injured feelings and the alienation existing between relatives and friends. Descriptions of who did what to whom would have been risen, along with stories of quarrels and questions of how to possibly rebuild what had been ripped apart. You know, Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines reconcile this way: to restore to friendship or harmony. Restoring friendships does not come easy for most, not for me. I want the one who hurt me to admit it and express regret. I do not want to be the first to step toward the other. However, reconciliation does not work that way. The heart clothed in love seeks to find a way to restore harmony with the other person. Like Jesus going to Peter after Peter's appalling denial of knowing him, we can take the first step too. Jesus did not wait for Peter to say he was sorry. Peter never left his heart, and Jesus wanted him to know that. He restored the relationship and welcomed Peter's return with the vital question, "Do you love me?" Peter's response, "You know that I love you." That closed the chasm between them. It solidified a relationship that lasted a lifetime. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, divine reconciler, strengthen me when I take that shaky first step of opening my heart to someone who has hurt me, and bravely begin the process of closing the chasm. May my heart be big enough to set aside differences and bring back harmony into valued relationships. Today, I take another step toward reconciling with someone. Amen. Thanks for listening today, and we'll continue our daily devotions tomorrow. I look forward to speaking with you then. God bless you.